107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and we have Julie Docker Johnson on the phone with the local community food center. Julie, how are you?
I am fabulous.
As always.
Yes.
Awesome. So, Julie, well, of course, we've got lots coming up this month and this week at the local, and we're looking forward to another Friday lunch and market 11 to 1 this Friday.
Absolutely. And seniors exercise class Friday morning from 9:30 till 10:30, run by One Care. Everybody is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can stay for lunch. That's 11 till 1. And then you might as well go do your shopping in the market, 11 till 1. And the local produce is mind-boggling. It is beautiful. We have Ontario at its finest time of year, I say.
Yes, it's harvest season.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
Fabulous. So yeah, go to the market, the community access market for local produce and all this good stuff.
And everything. When we buy it wholesale, we sell it wholesale, so it's accessible to everyone and everybody is welcome, always.
Fabulous. I love that so much. Yeah. And speaking of the Friday lunch, recently companies have been stepping up and helping with the community meals.
They have, and it's pretty amazing. So we obviously budget for our community meals to pay for them because they're paid for. But we this month, for the month of September, Corteva Agriscience is covering the food costs for all of the community meals that we do for the month of September.
Wow.
And it's huge. And for example, last night, 198 people came for dinner.
That is just crazy.
It is. I mean, that's the biggest number we've ever done for dinner. And Corteva Agriscience paid for the food for us.
Amazing.
So it is huge. It helps so much. Mm-hmm. And we are so grateful.
Absolutely. And I mean, we do these meals twice a week.
It's huge. And it really helps for us to be able to continue what we're doing when we get some assistance covering those costs.
Absolutely. So that is really neat.
Yes. And so thank you, thank you, thank you to Corteva Agriscience. We appreciate you very much.
Mm-hmm. And then next week for Monday dinner, it's kind of a special dinner. We're doing the Table to Farm barbecue.
Absolutely. So we are doing a barbecue menu on Monday night, same time as always for dinner, 4:30 till 6. Everybody's welcome. And then after dinner, we are going to go out to the Oak Street Farm, and we are very grateful that the City of Stratford is supplying a bus to take people from the local to the Oak Street Farm, because we're going to do a ribbon cutting because we have our cold frames up, which is a huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
We got a grant to be able to do them, and it will extend our growing season, so we have a lot to celebrate. So
yes,
we are going to do a barbecue for dinner and then go out to the farm and do the ribbon cutting. So everybody's welcome to join us to do that. The ribbon cutting will be at about 6:15 at the farm. And you'll learn about cold frames and hear about what the impact will be on the farm.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's awesome. And all the details for that are also on our community calendar at mystratfordnow.com in case we missed anything.
Yes.
And then next week as well, starting up with Gen V at the local, our tax clinics are starting next week.
Yes. And so starting the 22nd, we will be able to do simple tax returns from 2017 to the present year.
Wow.
So if you haven't filed your taxes in a few years, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability now to be able to help get those taxes in and filed. You just need to call Jen and make an appointment. And again, modest income, simple tax returns are what we have the ability to do. So there could be some unclaimed funds there. So we would love to be able to help you find them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when you don't do your taxes for a few years, there's a big chunk of money that comes back.
Yes. Yes. So that starts next Monday. But again, you have to call and make an appointment with Jen V, and she will let you know all of the things that you need to bring and the time. But you know what? If you haven't done your taxes, there's no time like the present.
Exactly. And then again, next week on Tuesday, we've got a couple of things happening on Tuesday, the 23rd, Brain Health Workshop with Alzheimer's Society.
Yes. So the 12 key factors to support brain health. And the lovely Christy Bannerman from the Alzheimer's Society is the person that will be leading the conversation. And it's just, it's really information about how we can support our brain health to prevent or delay the symptoms of dementia. So you cannot be too young or too old to attend. It's from 10 until 12, Tuesday, September the 23rd. And, of course, we will have lovely snacks. And we would be more than grateful if you would call or email me to register so that we know how many people to prepare for. It's connector at the local CFC.org.
Okay, perfect. And then also later that day, Tuesday the 23rd, another Oak Street Farm pop-up market.
Yes, and it is likely the last pop-up at the farm for the year, just because as much as our weather is fabulous, it might start getting funky soon.
So, yeah.
So next Tuesday from 5 to 6:30, weather permitting, we will have our pop-up out at the Oak Street Farm, again with beautiful, fresh, local produce. Pop out to the farm, pick up what you need. It'll likely be the last one of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will enjoy it then. Yes.
Indeed, yes.
And also coming up this Friday, you can find the local at the United Way campaign kickoff as well.
Oh, yes, you can, because Chef Lucy is doing a little bit of cooking.
Yes.
Yes, we are helping out with lunch that day. So we will be here, of course, at the local doing lunch, but then the local food will be at the United Way kickoff.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yes.
But yeah, thank you so much, Julie, and we'll chat next week.
We will indeed.